Connecticut's Finance Committee has approved a tax package that increases revenue by more than $2 billion over the next 2 years. Democrats say the increase is needed to fund the state's $43.3 billion two-year budget proposal. WSHU's Abangudama reports.
The package increases taxes on alcohol and e-cigarettes. It extends the 6.35% state sales tax to items like interior design services, Uber rides, digital downloads, and non-coin-operated dry cleaning. An additional 1% tax for meals at restaurants would go to cities and towns. Senator John Fanfara co-chairs the state's Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee. He says the new taxes are needed to replace one-time revenues that lawmakers used to balance the state's last two-year budget.
Are there things here that everyone is in love with? They're not. But I think overall we've done our best to listen to folks in saying we ought to have a broader base so that we don't have to raise the rate in any tax.
The package also includes a controversial 2% surcharge on capital gains. Fanfara says less than 1% of state tax filers, who are the wealthiest, would be affected. Democratic lawmakers will now negotiate with Governor Ned Lamont. The Democratic governor says he would not support the capital gains tax increase. Ebong Udama, WSH News.